Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I sniffed it and like the response happened in my brain. It was like I found like the love of my life, the other missing piece, like everything finally made sense.
That's a young woman named Ariana. She's one of eight people featured in the new HBO documentary Heroin, Cape Cod, USA. Ariana was addicted to heroin, and during filming, she died of an overdose of heroin and fentanyl, and she wasn't the only one. Well, Governor Charlie Baker is screening Heroin Cape Cod USA for lawmakers tonight, and joining us now to talk about the film is the director and an Academy Award-winning one, Stephen Okazaki. He's with us in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So the film is very, very powerful, and as we mentioned, Ariana died as you were filming it. Can you just tell us a little bit more about what happened to her?
Well, she when we did the interview, she had 3 months clean, and she had two children that were her sort of her reason for getting clean. And she was, as you've seen the film, she looks good, she sounds clear, and then she just disappeared. Struggled for a long time and seemed to be on the right track, but it's a totally unpredictable thing. People are clean for 10, 20 years, and then one day they're not.
Yeah, well, let's hear a little bit more from Ariana and her story because, yeah, as she mentioned, it seems as if, during the film that she had found a reason to get clean and stay clean, but of course that's not what happened. So let's listen to her.
I stopped using when I found out I was pregnant.
Something in me, like, had changed. I was able to not want to use.
Now, like, if I get an urge to use, which rarely happens at this point in my recovery, like, I go through, I don't want to lose my children. Like, it's not even worth it. I'm not going to get high. There's consequences to it, and it's not worth it to me.
Stephen, she was 24?
23.
23. When she died. I mean, that just that one example, the difficult thing is that it's probably horrifically familiar to a lot of people here because we are in the midst of an addiction crisis, as we call it very frequently here on this show. But I'm wondering what drew you to making a documentary about heroin and on Cape Cod?
Well, I think for me as a filmmaker, you see social, issues and things that are happening. You see the kind of coverage, and it tends to be this sort of come into town and, interview the police chief, interview, some people in rehab, and it's sort of quick and out. And I think it doesn't really tell you what's going on. And so, I mean, the opportunity to do an HBO documentary where you have the time, where you can come in for... we did the film over about a year and a half, and we weren't there all that time. We'd just come in and check in on the kids. And that, my interest is just sort of, not present a message necessarily, do an educational film, but just tell the story from their point of view. And, show people, that, like, one of the characters in the film says, I could be your daughter. It's happening to, people like the people the people you care about.
Yeah. And the Cape in particular?
Well, I think a year and a half ago, there were stories in the news, I guess mostly about Vermont. And, when there's, mainstream media coverage from TV and newspapers, often communities, when the reporters are gone, there's kind of residual effect of people feeling a little exploited. And so we, it didn't seem like a good idea to go where the media had already been, and Cape Cod was pretty unexplored, but really bad. I mean, it was surprising how many, possibilities there were for subjects. I mean, we met a lot of young addicts, and surprisingly, a lot of them, were young women. Mm-hmm. we you know, asked a group of parents of addicts to be in the film, and they, you know, normally I would have expected them to say, no, we want our privacy, stay out. And they said, no, come in.
Well, I'm going to ask you a little bit more about families in just a second, but,
sure.
But I am curious about something that we noticed in the film, that it's very personal, and intimate in a way that was quite surprising, because I believe you even have footage of people as they're using,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, why do you think these young people agreed to let you film them during those moments?
Well, I think, you know, if someone's going to be in the film, you know, they agree that, you know, they've thought it over and they're going to, you know, we're going to see that if they use, we're going to see them using. And it's upsetting to film, but that's, you know, that's their reality. They do it 2, 3, 4 times a day. And so if you're going to be covering them, that you're going to film them shooting up.
Was there ever a time, I mean, I've presume this is a dilemma you have as a documentarian, that you were witnessing these young people, struggling with their addictions, but then also engaging in self-destructive behavior. Did you ever want to intervene and stop them from shooting up or using at that particular moment?
Well, as I say, they're shooting up 2, 3, 4 times a day. If you intervened, they would not let you make the film. You would not be participating. Also, you would not be showing their reality. I mean, the danger is if they're shooting up alone and there's no one there, you know, and they overdose and there's no one there to help them. So, I mean, they're much safer doing it, you know, with other people around. And so, no, I mean, we're not there to change their reality. We're there to give people some insight to the life of the addict, how mm-hmm. incredibly difficult it is, and how just sort of normal in some ways the kids are.
Right. Well, you mentioned parents and families, and so I want to play a little bit of tape here again from the documentary. This is, you'll be hearing from 25-year-old Ryan, who's one of the addicts you follow in the film. So let's listen.
I think that that's why parents are scared. That their kids are gonna die, like, and they're gonna lose their kids if they kick them out. But if they kicked me out, I'd probably be doing a lot better than I am.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Ryan?
Well, Ryan lives with his family, and when we were filming him, he was shooting up upstairs in his bedroom, and he was also doing some small-time dealing, and he was very sort of adamant about sort of finding his own way to get clean, you know, it's an extreme of a situation where, you know, parents want to take care of their children and don't know what to do, and they're not sure where this line is, and the kid says, you know, I need a new jacket, it's winter, and I promise I'll, you know, spend the money on the jacket, and then they take it and buy dope. And, you know, when that happens, you know, then the parent says, well, you know, next time I'm not going to give you the money, but then there's another story next time. So the parents get drawn in, and, you know, so the parents, we had a parents group in the film, and three parents of the addicts that we see in the film are in the group, and they want so much for the kids to get clean, and they're so helpless.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are so many stereotypes that one might have of who becomes addicted to heroin and opioids, and you know, one of those kind of facile stereotypes is that, you know, the people who've experienced trauma or abuse or abject poverty, you know, those kinds of stereotypes.
Sure.
But in the film, for a lot of the young people you followed, that wasn't their lives at all. They were actually quite happy, not much trauma before addiction. I mean, let's hear from a young man named Daniel, who describes how he became addicted to heroin.
I did drugs because they were fun and because it was a way to connect with people. I didn't do drugs growing up because I was depressed or because I was sexually abused or because I have you know, issues. Like, I might be depressed now because of where my life is, but I wasn't a sad kid.
Were you surprised by that?
Well, no, I think, you know, 20 years ago, you know, that might be the profile for a typical, you know, addict. But, you know, I think, you know, 20 years ago, opiates were not in nearly everybody's medicine cabinet. Most homes, you can probably find opiates, and you know they're prescribed for toothaches and minor surgeries. And most people keep that bottle in the medicine cabinet or somewhere. And kids have typical curious kids have access to it. Several of the kids in the film had sports injuries or car accidents, and they got addicted that way. But it's the prevalence of opiates in our lives and everybody's lives is so different now. And I think that's a huge factor. But, you know, I think the really difficult thing, I mean, doing this film and with this age group is, you know, it's normal for, you know, most kids start using in between 14 and 20. And it's really normal to be confused, depressed, feel isolated, all these things that the, you know, kids in this film talk about. That's the difficulty of being that age.
Yeah.
And for drugs to come in and sort of intersect with that, I think is a real tragedy where, you know, they don't grow out of that pain. You know, they somehow find this solution and they're consumed by it and their lives are devastated by it.
Well, let me ask you one final question, because Governor Charlie Baker is going to be screening Heroin, Cape Cod, USA, your movie, for lawmakers tonight. Based on what you learned and the lives that you followed on the Cape of these eight young people, I mean, do you have any lessons in terms of what government, what state, what policymakers can do to help these young people?
Well, if I can just add that, well, on Thursday, we're also showing it at Cape Cod Community College, and it's going to be on HBO on Monday, December 28th. I'm a filmmaker. I just try to tell an interesting, compelling story. My thoughts are on it, or, you know, just my point of view. But I think the question is opiates in, you know, I think the start, it's really difficult to change people's lives when it's happening, but we can really deal with, you know, the prevalence of opiates and the overprescribing.
Well, that's Academy Award-winning director Stephen Okazaki. He's director of the new documentary Heroin Cape Cod USA, which, as he said, airs on December 28th on HBO. Stephen Okazaki, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
We've got more information about it, by the way, at our website, radioboston.org. That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.